This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
We don't know anything about cars.
No, I don't. I don't. If it goes forward and it has four wheels, it's a car to me.
I can change my oil.
I can't.
And sometimes I mess that up.
You know how I change my oil?
Yeah,
you Where's the five-minute oil place? Where? It's right over there.
Class is in.
This is Rock School as we roll on down the highway, playing rock music for you. This is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department. Sitting to my immediate left is...
Chad P!
And we are a happy group of guys today because...
Oh, we're like larks, man.
Oh, you bet, because we have a brand new local underwriting sponsor today.
Mm-hmm.
Who is...
Johnny's Conoco, located in downtown Hammond. Thank you so much for underwriting Rock School locally right here on KSLU 90.9 FM, the flagship station of the Rock School Radio Network.
Now, those of you who are affiliates will not hear, of course, the Johnny Conoco commercial that runs, but because we can be bought and sold pretty easily.
Pretty cheaply, too.
Right. We decided to do a show for Johnny's Conoco.
About what? About what?
Cars, of course.
Well,
I mean, rock music has been based on automobiles like you wouldn't believe, and if you can't find rock songs about automobiles... You don't know how to operate a computer, or you're trying to get the microwave to surf the internet for you, one of the two.
I remember when I called you and said, hey, guess what? We are now sponsored once again, and you suggested maybe we could do a show about cars for their first show with us. I wonder if they have songs about cars, and instantly about, what, 100?
Oh, no, it's not even a question. I went to, insurance company websites, just basic search websites. I found easily 250 songs dealing with cars.
And you're going to hear every one of them.
Well, if we could. And 800 minutes of music an hour. How do we do it? Volume.
Yeah.
Now, I have these things listed in little groupings, and we're going to get to them all. But before I start yapping on, let's just play a song. This is from the album 1964, St. Louis to Liverpool. I got no particular place to go. All about a car date that doesn't go the way he wanted it to. Chuck Berry, Rock School.
My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing.
That's Chuck Berry, no particular place to go. Trying to park with his girlfriend in a car, as most guys have tried in their car, but
never.
Of course the seatbelt would not come undone. Yeah, my foot, you haven't.
I haven't.
There's a line in that song that says, riding along in my calabaloose. You know what a calabaloose is?
No, but I got a feeling you're going to tell me.
No, it's French Cajun. It means jail or dungeon. So because he could not get the seatbelt undone, felt like he was inside of a jail. Now, when I found all of these songs dealing with cars inside of rock and roll, I decided to put them all into a Word document and then see if I couldn't break them into little groupings.
Little groupings.
Yep. And by the way, thanks a lot to Paul Sawyer, a buddy of mine, because I'm not really a car guy, but he's a car guy. And he helped me out with a little bit of this.
You know, now that you mention that, you can barely put gas in a car.
That's, well, if you show me where the, you know, the opening, the hole, the gas.
The cap?
Right, that's it. That's right. Because it rides on those rubber things.
Our new underwriters are rolling their eyes right now.
A lot of rock songs deal with the year of a car.
Right.
Now, here's just the sampling of it. 41 Ford by Grand Prix, 54 Corvette by the Customs, 92 Subaru by Fountains of Wayne, 1965 GTO by the amazing Royal Crowns, antique 32 Studebaker by Ronnie and the Daytonas, Galaxy 500 by Reverend Horton Heat, and on and on and on and on.
Right.
I got about 30 of them listed here. I'm going to play a song inside of that little grouping of years called Little Deuce Coupe. By the Beach Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you know what a little deuce coupe is?
Well, yeah.
Did you? Do you really?
No.
I didn't either. So I called Paul and I wrote him and I said, okay, little deuce coupe, deuce, two of what? And he wrote back, the little deuce coupe is the classic street rod 1932 Ford Roadster.
Oh, that's right, the 1932 Ford Roadster.
Yeah, sure, you knew that. If you want to know what one looks like, it's that mustard yellow roadster in the American Graffiti movie.
Oh.
That's what the guys used to do. The street rod guys would take it, gut it, pull off the fenders, cram a huge engine into the thing, and then had this land rocket on their hands. And he says to me, you know what they used to drag for? Pink slips.
Oh, pink slip. Like in Fast and Furious.
There you go. Okay. Why was it called a pink slip? When you registered the car in California, they handed you a slip, and it was...
red.
Pink.
Faded.
In 1963, this puppy went to number four. Little Deuce Coupe, Beach Boys, Rock School.
Beach Boys.
There you go.
Love the Beach Boys. You know, I forgot about that one little deal whenever we agreed to do this show about cars.
One little detail.
One little detail,
you overlooked it every time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
We don't know anything about cars.
No, I don't. I don't. If it goes forward and it has four wheels, it's a car to me.
I can change my oil.
I can't.
And sometimes I mess that up.
You know how I change my oil?
Yeah, you
Where's the five-minute oil place? Where it's right over there.
Right.
Okay, as I put these songs together, again, they grouped up Cadillac. There's something about the Cadillac that people who write rock songs love. How about these? Bruce Springsteen, Cadillac Ranch, Cadillac Style, Sammy Kershaw, Pink Cadillac, Bruce Springsteen, Long White Cadillac by the Blasters, Bo Diddley Cadillac, Cadillac Blues, Southern Comfort on the Skids. I could go on and on. Guitars Cadillacs, Dwight Yoakam.
I like
Again,
that song.
Look at the list.
I see
right
it.
There. There's got to be 50 songs. Slick Black Cadillac by Quiet Riot.
Have
Solid
ever,
Gold Cadillac by Pearl Bailey.
Have you ever ridden in a Cadillac?
Of course I have.
Yeah?
My father worked for GM for years and years. He worked for actually a division of GM called AC Delco. He sold spark plugs.
Wait a minute. Your dad was in the auto industry?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know jack about cars?
Nothing. Not
wow.
a darn thing. He got a brand new Impala every year as part of his life with General Motors. Yeah, and I don't know anything about it. So we got to play a song from... the Cadillac world.
What have you selected?
One Piece at a Time by Johnny Cash. This is a, if you're a car guy, this is a fantastic piece of music. Here goes the story. Johnny Cash recorded this in 1976, went to number one country, number 29 in the Hot 100. It's the story of a guy that works building Cadillacs for a living.
Okay.
Buys himself a huge lunchbox. And then one piece at a time,
what?
Over a series of 20 years,
what?
Steals a Cadillac.
Are you serious?
And puts it together in his backyard.
Dude, that's like Andy Dufresne breaking out of Shawshank.
He does it. Here you go. One piece at a time. Johnny Cash. Rock School.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause always it's a 60, 61, 62.
Johnny Cash.
Dude, that's so funny.
What's funny is another guy, let me get the piece of paper back here. Somebody built it for him. Bruce Fitzpatrick, owner of Abernathy Auto Parts and Hilltop Auto Salvage in Nashville, Tennessee, built the car.
Uh-huh.
As best as he could figure out what parts, he says in the in the song, built the car for him.
Now, wait.
If you go online, you can see a picture
of
it.
I hear the song, and I mean, it's hilarious. A funny, funny story. But now the wheels in my head are turning. Like, how did he steal the steering wheel? How did he steal the windshield?
It says he got out the parts he could in his lunchbox. The other parts he got out in the back of his friend's van.
Yeah, if you're going to steal a car, there's a more timely manner to do it. If it took him 20 years and he started in like 1958, by the time he got it built, they're like, what you driving there? 58, 60,
that's what
72.
He says at the end of the song. Okay, what's a rat?
Huh?
What's a rat? If you're a car guy, what's a rat?
That thing running across the floor right
there.
It's
a Chevy 454 engine. What's a mouse?
You don't know any of this. Why are you asking me that?
I don't. I have none of this stuff. This all came from Paul, who helped me out.
A mouse is a 95 Toyota Tercel.
It's a small box Chevy.
That's what I have my next guess.
Elephant is a Chrysler Hemi. What's a Huffer?
What?
What's a Huffer?
That's not a car.
Well, it's a Huffer. It's a kind of, it's kind of an engine. It's a supercharger.
Okay.
What's a bow tie? You might know that. It's a bow tie.
I don't know.
Chevy.
Just a Chevy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's a blue oval?
Huh?
What's a blue oval?
A Ford.
There you go. What's a top loader?
A top loader?
A top loader. That's a Ford four-speed manual transmission.
Dude, these you know are what? All. You're nothing without those notes.
You're right. I am. In this, in
let
this
me quiz
world,
you on some of this.
I can't.
Why?
I can't. I'll get killed. I don't know. These are all hot rod terms because in the world of rock songs, the word hot rod arrives a lot. Hot Rod City by Ronnie and the Daytonas. Hot Rod Lincoln, Building a Hot Rod. Grandpappy's Hot Rod Blues. Hot Rod City, Hot Rod Girl, Hot Rod Hades, Hot Rod Heart, Hot Rod Holiday. It goes on and on.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
There's one here called Jesus Built My Hot Rod. I don't know the song, but it's. I just want to go get it. And so we go back to 1972 as we play car songs on Rock School. Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. You know why they're called hot rods?
Tell me.
There's a lot of different thinking, but the one I like, most of the parts were often stolen on these cars.
In lunchboxes.
Hot rods. Lincoln. Rock School.
Let me tell you a story about a hot rod race. The Fords and Lincolns was setting that pace. The story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor, really souped up. Model A body makes it look real tough. Got eight cylinders, use them all.
Let me ask you something.
Shoot.
Doing this awesome show for our new sponsor,
on
Johnny's Conoco, about cars.
Yes.
Do you feel more manly or do you feel more pathetic?
Well, I don't feel either. When you were in, you know, I think you kind of get into cars when you're young. And when I was 15, 16 in high school and all of that, I had a chance to take, you know, wood shop or shop, which was the car thing.
Sure.
I never got into cars. I was always into music. I was always into
rock music.
I never got into cars. And I know my dad worked for GM.
No.
I get it.
You are a Cracker Jack wood guy.
Yeah. Well, wood has nothing to do with cars.
But it's all shop.
I never got into cars. Never.
Like, you could build me a car out of wood.
Not the one that runs.
Well, no, obviously not.
Not one that runs.
Wow.
No, I never got into cars. Never. To be honest with you, the only thing I've ever done on an automobile was change a tire.
Okay.
And the only car guy statement I know, again, I learned it from Paul. I was on vacation, got a flat tire. A guy walked up to me and made one of those Bill Engvall statements. He looked at me and said, "Is your tire flat?" I looked at him and I said, "Only on the bottom." Hey, hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show. We're going to come back with more car songs right after this.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana.
All right, what are you going to make up about them this week?
Shreveport was a city built for cars.
Or
got
built,
lots of cars.
Built on cars.
Right. There you go. What?
And iTunes, a website that has a lot of car songs. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, here's one I want to play just because I want to play it.
Okay.
When you first pitched the concept of doing a show dealing with cars, the first one that popped into my mind was Bob Seger's Night Moves. Now, it's specifically about racing a car or about a car specifically. And in fact, a car is only used in it as a remembrance time.
But wait a minute. I can piece it together. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Bob Seger. The poet laureate of Detroit.
Sure.
Detroit known as the...
Yeah, the Motor City.
Right. I figured that there would probably be a lot of car songs about Detroit and Motor City and stuff.
He does that kind of stuff, but this one sticks in my head because it really is him thinking back about his life, and the car sticks in his mind because it's his first sort of liaison with a young lady.
I see.
He loses... his with a young lady inside of
his
this
what?
Big
I don't know what you're talking about
1960 Chevy. he apparently could get the seatbelt to come undone. And the phrase in there, we weren't in love, oh no, far from it. We weren't searching for some pie in the sky summit. We were just young and restless and bored.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really something else. I also read online somewhere where he said, in the line where he says, started humming a song from 1962. The song that he's talking about is Be My Baby by the Ronettes, which was on the radio when he and this young lady, it's an autobiographical song, when he and the young lady were
okay
in the back of this 1960s Chevy.
So got
here
it.
You go. Bob Seger, Night Moves, Rock School.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own.
There's Bob Seger, and one of the reasons a lot of guys remember their early automobiles, that's the Night Moves here on Rock School.
Why is all these old school songwriters and everything always writing about that in the car? Like, go get a room.
There's two songs that we've actually played in a half an hour, and
right.
Both of them have dealt with that.
You couldn't get more creative than that?
Well, you know, it's what a lot of people remember from their early lives.
Parking, parking. That's all you wanted to do was park.
My problem was that I owned an automobile that had so small a back seat that I couldn't actually park. I had a Camaro growing up. I had a 1979, Camaro with white exterior, powder blue interior, 354 barrel. Many hooves beat the ground when you press the gas pedal on that. Okay, I know a little bit about cars. All right. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P., and we want to thank our new local underwriter, Johnny's Conoco. Thank you so much for underwriting the show. This show is for you.
There you go. Now, let's do 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 9th, which, by the way, is Mother's Day. Don't forget to buy your mom something. All right?
Gotta buy my mom something.
That's right. Chad has Monday. Go.
Monday, May 3rd, 10 years ago in the year 2000, rapper DMX was jailed for 15 days and fined $350 on drug and driving charges. He was driving a car.
65 years ago today, 1945, on Tuesday, May 4th, Blood, Sweat, and Tears lead guitarist George Wadnias was born in Stockholm, Sweden.
May 5th, happy Cinco de Mayo. And 110 years ago in the year 1900, Billboard, the music industry Bible, began its weekly publication.
Yeah, you still subscribe to them, and I still buy their books today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thursday, May 6th, Rolling Stone's Keith Richards puts pen to paper and writes Satisfaction in 1965 on that date.
May 7th in 1985, Madonna danced to the top of the singles chart with that song Crazy for You.
That's right. 30 years ago on May 8th, Tom Waits is rewarded with $2.5 million from, of all places, Frito-Lay. Apparently they used his music in an ad without his permission. Sunday, May 9th, once again, Mother's Day. 30 years ago in 1980, bad news for Michael Bolton when a jury upheld a $5.4 million judgment against him for plagiarizing the Isley Brothers' Love Is a Wonderful Thing.
That's not the only thing he plagiarized.
Well, he paid royalties for the other stuff, decided not to for that one.
Ha!
Back to the car songs. Let's go back to 1965. Mack Rice recorded a song called Mustang Sally.
First song I think about if I'm asked for songs for cars.
But I'll make you a bet you don't know Mack Rice's. You probably know the Wilson Pickett
That's
version.
Who I know.
There you go. It started, according to Tom Shannon, who's a guy I like to read a lot. He's a music historian. He says it started when Della Reese wanted a new Ford Mustang. He started calling it Mustang Mama. But they said that might be a little offensive, and Aretha Franklin said, why don't you call it Mustang Sally? Way to go.
Perfect.
And all of a sudden, Lee Iacocca's baby at Ford decides to get a brand new injection of, I gotta have that car. Mustang Sally, right here, Rock School.
Mustang Sally.
Why do you think they think it would have been offensive to call it Mustang Mama? I mean, that's not offensive.
It's just the concept of referring to a woman as Mama. Just that kind of thing.
I thought that would be almost like a compliment.
Well, you're not 3 years old and talking to your mother.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you see a good, hey, mama, how you doing?
Yeah. How long did it take you to get married? Okay.
What does that have to do with anything, dude?
As I was looking for all of the songs dealing with cars, I also ran into the concept of roads, highways.
Sure. Route
all
66.
Of those in, Route 66.
Life is a highway.
You got it. Yeah, highway yeah. 23, uh-huh. Highway Junkie, Highway Patrol, Highway Star, Rocking Down the Highway, Life in the Fast Lane, Ventura Highway,
yeah.
Racing in the Streets, Street Machine,
yeah,
and
yeah.
on and on and on it went. And I decided we got to grab one of these things.
What'd you get?
Bachman Turner Overdrive. Roll on down the highway.
Hey.
Here's BTO. Rock School. There's BTO from the album, by the way, Not Fragile. They were making fun of the group Yes, who had an album called Fragile.
This is not Fragile.
Yeah, so these five guys up from Canada who are probably pounding Moosehead Ale. Let's call this thing Not Fragile.
Hey, I love
guys
it.
Over
hey.
There in the UK, Fragile. All right, let's talk about a song called GTO by Ronnie and the Daytonas, a little 60s surf rock group out of Nashville.
Okay.
You know what a GTO is?
Pontiac, huh?
Yeah, a gargantuan muscle car.
Right.
Once again, this is from the help of my good buddy Paul Sawyer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Paul Sawyer.
Yeah.
The only guy I know that can grade a research paper,
yeah.
grammatically correct and everything.
PhD.
Yeah,
yeah.
Install an engine.
Yes.
And fix a John Deere tractor.
Right. Owns all three of them.
Oh, yeah.
Literally took it from component parts and put it together.
Love Paul Sawyer.
Okay, GTO stands for Gran Turismo Allungato.
Okay.
I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's an Italian class of racing and touring cars.
We'll take that.
It's designed by John DeLorean. He of cocaine fame.
Sure.
Yeah. Beast of a car. He said it was his dad's car. Had a huge engine, multiple carburetors. You could tap the gas and it would smoke the tires at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
It was sort of the beginning of muscle cars.
Okay.
People would buy it, not have air conditioning in it because that would take away from the power of the automobile.
Wow.
In fact, his father had to get rid of his
uh-huh.
because it didn't have air conditioning, and he wanted to have air conditioning because he just had a son.
Mm.
So he still he said his dad still gets misty-eyed over it because
oh,
he
wow.
you know, had to get rid of the thing. The joke is that GTO actually stands for gas, tires, and oil, all of which a GTO would take up at an alarming rate. And so here's GTO by Ronnie and the Daytonas. Rock School.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed.
GTO, Ronnie and the Daytonas, right here on Rock School. Now, another thing I found out when I was looking at all of these car songs are engine sizes.
Okay.
People really lost their mind over engine sizes and how big the cubic displacement is for the pistons.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get back, we're going to talk about songs that deal with that topic, and I'll pick one of those and play it for you. The big one, I think, is 409 by the Beach Boys.
Okay.
She's Real Fine, My 409, which, by the way, was a Pontiac engine. So we'll come back and talk about a few of those.
Okay,
won't
sweet.
Play the Beach Boys because we played those already.
All right.
When we get back. Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. They run this radio station. They sure do. Who else?
WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. I wonder what the car of choice in Burlington is.
Something that can get through snow when it starts to fall.
You are right.
Something with knobby tires.
Very good.
Probably not a whole lot of low riders being run around up
no.
there in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Not a lot of fans of war. Up
right.
there.
When it starts to snow, you got to poof right through the big puffs. Remember
right.
where I grew up?
That's right.
Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A lot of cars. A lot of people up there had two cars. One that they drove in the summer. I wish I were telling you a joke here. One that they drove in the summer and that they put away in storage, and then they brought out the Monster.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm not kidding you. And people would also buy old cars.
Uh-huh.
I remember I had a gargantuan Bonneville
okay.
that I sold to a guy and was going to be his winter car. He was going to drive it for two or three seasons, blast it through the snow, and then that would be pretty much it.
Wow.
Honest to goodness.
I love being in the South.
Yeah. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Now now we're getting into territory that I know absolutely nothing about. I mean, when you're talking about an engine, yeah, I know very little. I mean, heavy, expensive, hard to install, hard to take out. That's about all I know. Somebody says, hey, what size engine you got in there? The big one?
Yeah, the one that makes a lot of noise
right.
when I press the gas pedal.
I know jack about engines.
Well, here are some songs with engine sizes. SS-396, that's Paul Revere and the Raiders, probably talking about the Camaro,
right.
the 396 Camaro. 426 Superstock, that's Dick Dale. Uh-huh. 455 Rocket, Kathy Mattea. 455 SD, the helicopters. POW 369, Daryl Worley. Here's one more, Switchblade 327. Brian Setzer Orchestra. When they're talking about a number, they're talking about cubic inches of the engine, displacement inside of the pistons.
Okay.
The bigger the engine, the bigger the number, the more space inside of the piston, thus the more gas it takes, the bigger the explosion, the more horsepower.
I just figured that the bigger the number, the faster the car went.
Well, it sounded like I knew what I was talking about, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hear this piece of paper?
Yeah.
That's right from Paul. Okay. What I want to play is Rocket 88 by Ike Turner.
It's now just someone's going to
say, well, Rocket 88's a specific one. Now, I say Ike Turner. I always say Ike Turner, but they say it's Jackie Breslin and Brenston and his Delta Cats. Lie. It's actually the Ike Turner band.
Well, how do you know that?
Because everyone knows that. It was sent out under the name Jackie Brenston, but in reality, it was the Ike Turner Band recorded at Sun Studios way back when in 1951.
Why would they send it out under a fake name then?
Don't let me get into it. It's a car show. I'm going to do another show called What Was the First Rock and Roll Record next semester,
uh-huh.
and I'll get into the whole concept of why it was Jackie Brenston.
Well, I don't mean to get off topic, but
okay.
That's kind of a pretty strong accusation to make there.
It's not an accusation. It's generally known that it's the Ike Turner Band. It's also one of the first songs that had a distorted guitar inside of it. Back to Rocket 88.
Yes.
Between 1949 and 1954, Oldsmobile produced a car called the 88 Badge. Now it's the Oldsmobile 88, still out there. It was an Oldsmobile 76 body with a brand new V8 engine that Oldsmobile called the Rocket V8. And basically the car that was put out, the first ones during those years, 49 to 54, was called the Rocket 88.
Kill.
And this is a song dedicated to it. Ike Turner Band, or Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, to keep Chad happy.
It's a
over
car
here.
Show.
Right here, Rock School. All right, got time for two more on our car show on Rock School.
Do the one about the stretch. I love that
story.
What,
the limousine?
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of songs about limousines, but as I was looking for car songs, I showed up with these. Dig this. Black Limousine by the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
Long Black Limousine by Elvis Presley. Mr. Limousine Driver by Grand Funk. And Slick Black Limousine by Alice Cooper from the Billion Dollar Babies reissue. It wasn't on the original one, unless you bought it in the UK.
Tell the story. This is awesome.
The first stretch limousine was created in Fort Smith, Arkansas in 1928. The place that built it was known as Armbruster.
Okay.
Originally, these things were made to transport big bands like Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman. As a matter of fact, limousines weren't first called limousines. They were called big band buses.
Right, because what date was this?
Back in 1928.
Yeah, a tour bus wasn't really
around yet.
No, exactly.
So you needed to take a car and expand it out. So that's
cool.
Where the concept of the limousine came
from. You ever rode
a
stretch, Doc?
Of course I have.
For what?
In radio, we used to do it all the time. We would hold contests, and one of the big things was to pick the people up in a limousine, and I'd be in the limousine with them.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful. But me personally, without a contest winner? No. So here's Alice Cooper from way back in, it depends on when you bought Billion Dollar Babies. If you bought it in the UK when it first came out, you got it. If you didn't, you'd have to buy it in 2001 for the reissue. Who cares? Here it is, Alice Cooper, Slick Black Limousine, Rock School. Well, there you go. We're going to wrap up the car show here on Rock School, and I played just about everything I wanted to play. The only two that I didn't get to play that I brought that I wanted to play was Drive My Car by the Beatles. That was 1965. And by Rush was Red Barchetta. Didn't get to play either of those.
That was a good one.
And we're going to wrap up on, I also brought Panama by Van Halen, but, Any day's a good day when you can play Van Halen.
You managed to squeeze a Van Halen song into a car show?
Sure.
Of course.
All right, we want to wrap up on this one, and it's actually requested by Chad.
Yeah.
Low Rider.
Well, yeah.
By War from their 1975 album, Why Can't We Be Friends? And it's simply about the, you know, the concept of knocking down the cars to be low riders. So that wraps it up. Who is our brand new sponsor again?
Johnny's Conoco.
And thank you so much for doing that. And that wraps us up. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Room, class is dismissed.